Advocating for Iowa agriculture on Capitol Hill. We'll learn about the latest efforts to secure a long-term farm bill after an extension has been passed. Coming up on Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Andy Peterson. Brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
When there's land you want to buy, you'll find more ways to finance it at Farm Credit Services of America. Along with competitive rates, we offer flexible long-term payment options. Financing may be eligible for cashback dividends, too. Discover the expertise to make financing land easy with the options to make it possible. Terms apply. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. Agriculture works here.
Mark Hayes, Farm Credit Council, doing a great job representing us in Washington, D.C. as the march for a permanent farm bill continues.
Yeah, Farm Credit had their legislative fly-in. We had 840 folks in town, farm credit leaders and producers from across the country advocating for a strong farm bill. And it was an awesome opportunity to have so many producers in town to tell their lawmakers, hey, this is what it's like on the ground. This is what American agriculture looks like. And this is what we need as farmers and ranchers from you, our lawmakers.
Now, he adds they want to get going as quickly as possible on that permanent farm bill as, of course, the election pressure will start to ramp up mid next year or so.
We heard from Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow, Senate Ranking Member John Bozeman. We heard from House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson and House Ag Ranking Member David Scott. And they all, by this point in the week, had recognized that an extension was just going to happen. But had really committed to working together, the four of them, early next year on the actual permanent five-year farm bill. And so we're optimistic. We're happy to work with them. We're ready to do whatever we can. They're waiting on a few technical items to get the actual legislative language ready.
Now, what they're all concerned about, of course, is getting a long-term farm bill done, as opposed to essentially what's happened with the budget, which turns into a consistent series of continuing resolutions. In this case, it would be a consistent series of one-year extensions without any necessary updates. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.